Well, I'm not sure it's changed it, but I would say it's just made me hold on a little bit tighter to things, you know. I guess, yeah, there's probably one change, you know, and kind of like the Warren Zevon thing of just enjoy every sandwich, you know. I think that I'm much more easygoing about just about everything that I do and that we do, just because it's all so meaningless, you know, all of your petty problems, because, you know, I mean, you can dick about and argue about, you know, the size of the bread in your sandwich isn't right, or, you know, you could just drop dead and be gone, you know, or this is, you know, but if that's, first of all, you don't really want anyone's last memory of you being that you were like some petty-minded prick. Second of all, if your last moment is moments away from where we are now, should be enjoying it, you know, as much as possible. And you know, that's, I don't think that's a morbid thought. I think that's a good daily exercise. Just, hey, you know, like, you know, chill the F out, basically, is really the message. You know, and, you know, I mean, Darius was a really cheerful, happy person. So that's the one thing, you know. I mean, like, all of our memories of this young man, you know, who was only 38 when he passed away, he just would have turned 40 a couple of days ago, you know, are very happy ones. You know, he was not prone to be a grump. So that's a, you want that kind of residue left over when you implode and leave and shuffle off this mortal coil. As far as the music goes, you know, and how it was definitely time. I mean, we were already working on a very different kind of record already. We'd already started the home studio work. And once Darius was gone, which happened in the middle of making this last album, there went the past. You know, there's just no question that we would just go radically forward because the past was gone, and trying to, you know, reheat that kind of spirit with somebody else would be a mistake and futile. So just better to see what paths are open on the way forward. And that's where we went. And I think that being brave about that led us to, you know, the way things have been working with Frankie, who really, you know, is a godsend, really. I mean, this guy, I hope we get to tour down your way at some point soon, because people everywhere we've gone are completely blown away by Frankie's level of musicianship, and his ability to take our old songs and these new ones and drive them in a way that's totally us, but absolutely revved up, you know. And it's been wonderful.
I mean, your music really has a positive attitude, I think. I see you as a glass half full sort of guy. How do you keep your positivity nowadays, especially with
Glasses
so
don't stay
much?
half full around me for long, though, by the way.
It just seems though, keeping positive nowadays is hard. I mean, there's so much fear and negativity around. You know, it's sometimes it drags you down. You know, you've got to push it aside and just keep looking forward and keep happy.
I think so. I mean, you know, we have more access to news and therefore more access to bad news all the time. And, you know, I think the human race has always been, you know, violent and prejudiced and superstitious and all of these things. Just, you know, now that information is being verified at a much greater rate than ever before by the fact that no bad deed goes unreported. Hopefully, it's good that these things are exposed. But yeah, I mean, I still, you know, you could get to a point where you become like, that's the sign of being old, you know, when you just decided that there's no more surprises, no more possibilities for things to get up, and then you end up becoming one of these like Brexit voters, like everything's going down, we have to go back to the past. And that's just, going back to the past is just not an option. So it's more about, of course, it seems very logical, but people lose sight of this, I think, all the time. You know, it's about what kind of future you want to build with the tools that remain to you, rather than, you know. And to be honest, I've always hated whiners, really. You know, like people who are very happy to point out problems and very happy to let other people figure out the solutions to the problems they're constantly whining about, are really some of my least favorite kind of people. I don't like to be. I'm not really the kind to whinge. You know, I just. I've been through some gnarly situations. We all have. We all have. Whatever is the gnarliest thing you've been through is the gnarliest thing you've been through, whether that was something like being a Syrian refugee or somehow you know, Paris Hilton, well, she went to jail, didn't she? Whatever it is, whatever your biggest challenge is, we're all on the planet facing, you know, our particular path of challenges. And, you know, I've seen people react to some way gnarlier stuff than I've gone through with, like, grace and dignity and bravery, etc. So the bar is very high. It's just not raised often enough.
Yeah, well, it's hard. It's particularly with the stuff that's going on back home at the moment. I guess some of these what happened in Dallas today was pretty full on, and it sends sort of shockwaves around the world. It's not just an American thing, you know. It seems to be affecting everyone. But anyway, all you can hope is it's dealt with in the correct way, but. When everything's televised and everything's in your face, it's really hard to avoid, you know, seeing this hatred and this violence, and you don't want to see it, and it's just there in your face.
Well, but it needs to be seen. I mean, there's like,
yeah.
I mean, come on, like I mean, America is like, we have just this massively justifiable pool of anger in, like, you know, our inner cities. I mean, the whole fact that there isn't quote-unquote definable inner city or whatever that is separate from the rest of the social, economic, political world is already, that's justifiable anger right there, you know. And this problem is replicated in a lot of different ways. People who don't have, you know, you can sweep all kinds of people under the carpet, but then that tends to backfire at some point. And it's backfiring in a massive way because it's harder to sweep people under the carpet because information travels so quickly. The whole police thing in the States, you know, is astonishing and embarrassing and, to me, so clearly solvable. Just, you know, these people have been trained to fight a war and on us, but mostly, you know, black us. I mean, let's be clear. And that's just... it's insane. It's completely insane. And it's, but the training happened and it's still happening clearly because it's still going on. So the outrage is, you know, I mean, this kind of, this, you know, sniper thing or whatever, something like this is bound to happen. You can, people trying through peaceful means have had relatively little to show for it. And so that is where things have to change.
Ken, thank you so much. I think it's been really great to chat to you. You know, it's really good to get a bit of an insight into you and to find out a bit more about you and your history. And yeah, I really appreciate the time.
Oh, the pleasure's mine. I'm glad we finally caught up.